911 Quack by Vi Hughes. Illustrations by Heather Castles. Quack by Vi Hughes. Illustrations by Heather Castles. 9-1-1 Quack. A mother duck called her 8 little ducklings. Quack! It's time to go to the pond. One by one, they came. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The little ducklings all followed their mother. They walked in her footsteps, one after another. Then, oops, each one stumbled. And oops, each one tumbled down through a grate. Each of the ducklings, all of them, 8. The mother duck looked back. She looked here and there. Her ducklings were quacking. She could hear them. But where? They were down in the water, calling their mother. Peep, 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 peep. What could she do for her ducklings down there? She could quack. And she did. Quack, quack, quack. The police officer said, "Shoo." He said, "Go away." Then he said, "Wait." He heard a noise, and he looked through the grate. He saw all the little ducklings. All of them. 8. The police officer called 911. Yes, he did. Then along came a tow truck and lots of police. They all worked together, and up came the grate. Then out walked the ducklings, all of them. 8. The mother duck called her 8 little ducklings. Quack! It's time to go down to the pond. One by one, they came. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8. This time, they went around the grate. This story is based on a real event. A police officer in Granville, British Columbia, was walking on Granville Street when a duck started quacking and grabbed his pant leg. The officer ignored the duck, but the duck kept quacking and waddled to a storm sewer grate and lay on it. The police officer followed the duck and found 8 little ducklings below the grate, inside the storm sewer. The police officer called for a tow truck to lift the grate, and the ducklings were rescued.